There you are, you made it. Well, I didn't hear from you all day yesterday. I assumed you changed your mind. I'm glad you decided to go through with it, though. You need this. I know you're not too sure about it, but if you just let me help you, I think you'll be glad you did. Now come in with me. We have everything set up inside. See, it's pretty legit, huh? What? No, that's not a pentagram on the floor. It's a pentacle. There's a big difference. Just come on. I know what I'm doing. Oh, and try not to touch anything. Everything in this room is set up in a particular way. Well, you might not think it is, but you'd be surprised. Okay, so I'm going to need you to take off your clothes. Listen, do you want this to work or not? How long have we known each other? You can trust me. It's more effective if we have more skin exposed, so. I mean, if you'd rather, you can just strip down to your boxers. Okay, then lie down in the center with your head pointed north, that way. I'll be back in a sec. Again, try not to touch anything. All right, are you comfortable? I need to make sure you're comfortable for this. We're trying to empower you, after all. I mean, you said over and over that you're tired of feeling weak. You want more confidence in life, whether it be public speaking, talking to your boss, or speaking to a girl you like. This will help. You'll have no more inhibitions holding you back. That's what we want, right? Then you have to trust me. Okay. What? Oh, the robe? I usually wear this robe when I cast. I don't know, it just makes it easier. I mean, well, you'll see. Before we get started, I'm going to need you. Well, I'm going to need to tell you something. When I first told you that I was a witch, I may not have been upfront enough. I am a witch, but I'm just a different kind of witch. I'm what you would call a tantric witch. Have you heard of that before? Well, it's very similar to conventional witchcraft. It's just that, well, instead of drawing my power from the earth and the elements, most of my power comes from contact with others. So I draw my energy from your body and my own, from the physical reaction of our skin's contact. So how your body responds to mine, while we do this, I'm going to be touching your body, okay? And as we progress, I may apply oil to you, massage you, or use other different kinds of contact. It does depend on what I'm feeling from you, the energies that you may feel, things like that. Is that all right? Yeah? If it'll make you feel better, I'll tell you what I'm doing before I do it. Okay, let's prepare. Just lie back and relax. I need you to breathe. We ask that God and Goddess bless this circle. Let the salt of the earth serve as a marker, that we may be protected within this space, that no unwanted force may enter this circle. So mote it be. So mote it be. This space is sacred. Now we can start. I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to burn some white sage now, moving it over you, letting the smoke bathe us both, encapsulating our bodies in this shared space. Sage is out now. Now I'm going to dust the ash onto your chest, all right? And just relax and lie still. Goddess Kali, lend me your light. Guide my hand that I might. might seek his strength, so mote it be. Okay, I'm going to use the ash to make symbols on your body, symbols of power and balance. As you feel my fingers touch you, I want you to focus solely on the sensation of my touch. Feel the spark of energy that starts with each point of contact. Here. And here. Your throat. Your heart. Sacral. Now, I'm going to set myself over you, sort of straddling you, okay? I need to maintain contact with your body. Like I said, just relax. As our bodies are connected, as is our light joined, feel my light drawn into yours, as yours draws into mine. I call out to your spirit, your strength of self, drawn unto me, so mote it be. I'm going to take off my robe now. I need more contact with you. I'm going to spread a little oil on you, okay? It's a blend of rosemary and sweet pea. Just focus on the contact. The oil acts as a conduit between us. Feel the light passing through my hands onto your body. Goddess Kali, lend me your light. Guide my hands that I might find his strength. So mote it be. Feel my hands running from your stomach, up over your chest and around your throat, down your sides, onto your stomach, over the front of your hips. I can feel your energy. You hold it there. It's rising, drawing upward and out to me. I'm going to bring my body against yours. Open your body to me. Let your light pass through yours and into mine. Wait, what's the matter? Well, of course I'm naked. I said I needed more contact. The more skin-on-skin contact, the stronger the connection. Now, close your eyes and just. Goddess Kali, lend me your light. Guide my body, that I might feel his strength. So mote it be. Focus on our contact, our bodies. Picture a light emanating from your body into mine. Feel my body against yours. My breasts pressed against your chest. My thighs on yours. I can feel your strength, your inner power. I can feel you growing against my body. Don't hold back. I want to feel it. I want to feel you. Let me feel you. Feel my hand sliding down the front of you. Sliding between us. Sliding under your waistband, wrapping my hand around your, oh yeah, I feel you, yeah, the desire is surging through your body, feel the energy coursing through you, focus on my touch, my breasts sliding, the oil over your
your chest, my fingers sliding up and down your shaft, coating you in slick oil. The tingle in your ear you're feeling from my voice. Open up to it. Draw it in. Drink of it. Goddess Kali, lend me your light. Guide my body that I may draw out of his strength. So mote it be. Oh, you're growing bigger in my hand. I can feel you pressing against me. It's okay. Shh, just let it happen. Oh, your cock. It's throbbing against my pussy. Can you feel it? All the way my lips are sliding against your thick shaft. Oh, all the way my juices are coating your cock. Oh, so slippery. Oh, you're so close, aren't you? You want inside this pussy, don't you? Shh, let me. Goddess Kali, lend me your light. Guide my body that I may take his strength, so mote it be. So mote it be. Oh, yeah, I can feel you so deep. I feel your power rising between us. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, so powerful now. Yeah, thrust into me. Yeah, just like that, yeah. Oh, keep going. Fuck, yes. Oh, give it to me. All of it. I want all of it. Fuck. Oh, Goddess Kali, give me your light. Guide my strength that I may seize his will. Oh, yeah. Oh, give me yourself. Oh, give yourself to me. Oh, give me your light. Feed me your strength. Give me control. Are you going to give me complete control? And say it. Say it with me. Say it. I give control. I give thee control over my body. Control over mind. Control over spirit. Control. Surrender unto thee of my own will. I give thee freely. So mote it be. Oh yes, I take thee, mind, body, and spirit. I take thee freely. I take thee. Oh, give it all to me. Yeah, give it all to me. Probably wondering why you can't move, I'm sure. Well, you just gave yourself willingly, didn't you? You said it yourself. I mean, you did say you wanted me to take away your inhibitions. And that's just what I did. Now that you have no free will, you have no inhibitions. I know. I've been a bad girl, haven't I? What? You didn't realize you were casting my spell? Aw, not the brightest, huh? Well, that's okay. I didn't want you for your brain. You're going to be my little plaything. My slave. And you'll do exactly as I say, right? And I think I know exactly what I'm going to have you do first. You see, You made a mess of your mistress's beautiful pussy, didn't you? Yes, you did. And now you're going to clean it up with your tongue, aren't you, good boy? Yes, very, very good boy. Oh, yeah.